Blog Talk Radio.
Souls, and welcome to Compassionate Light Radio. I'm your host, Catherine Hahn, and I hope everyone had a wonderful week this week. So I am Janine from Wisconsin, as you may know, and, you know, it's not a sunny day today, but it is a beautiful one. And I'll explain a little bit more about why I had mentioned that. But, you know, before we go ahead and continue on with the show, why don't we go ahead and start with a meditation today? And if you are able to, wherever you may be, I want you to find a very comfortable place. A place where you feel at peace, where a place where it feels good to you, whether it is sitting up or laying down. And we are going to take this time to connect with yourself, connect with the world around you, and really feel grounded and just be in the moment today. So when you have found that place, I want to encourage you to place your hand on your heart. And we're going to close our eyes, take a few deep breaths into your nose, in out to your mouth. And let's do that one more time. Into your nose, breathe in. And out to your mouth. And as we sit in our heart space, we are going to invite our angels and guides, and we're also going to invite the archangels into our space. And we're going to invite them to join us today. And they are going to send us their energy of love and light. They are going to be here to help us to feel at peace as we start this new month. And as they encircle us, and as they fill our heart space with their energies, your angels and guides bring in this bright white light energy that is surrounding you, that is filling the space that you're in. And as they send this energy, they're going to help expand your chakra energy from the inside out. There's going to be this bright white light that comes pouring out of you. And it's going to expand throughout your body and expand to outside of your body. So I want to encourage you to see this energy and imagine this energy expanding outside, getting bigger and bigger. And as the angels and guides and the archangels continue to send their energy of love and light. They are going to help integrate this new energy into your chakras, cleansing your chakras. And also what's going to happen is all of the old energy is going to come up to the surface. It's going to be sucked into this vortex of energy that's around us. And they're going to then bring up this energy into this cloud that is above you. And as this old energy is brought up into this cloud, this cloud is going to transform that energy, that old energy, into new. It is going to come back down like the sparkling rain back into your chakras, filling you, filling your body as it comes down like rain. So we're going to take a few deep breaths into your nose and out through your mouth. I want you to feel into this new energy that this transmuted energy brings to you. And the archangels, we have Archangel Raphael, Archangel Michael, Archangel Uriel, Archangel Raziel, Archangel Jophiel, Archangel Ariel, and your angels and guides surrounding you and helping you to cleanse, helping you to integrate this energy, and helping you to be centered and focused, helping you with clarity today as we listen to the messages that come in from the archangels and your angels and guides. And so now the archangels are going to help ground you. So from your root chakra all the way down to the center of the earth, there's going to be this bright white light of energy that goes all the way down. Some of you may see blue, some of you may see green, that goes down with this bright white energy going through your feet all the way down to the center of the earth. And from the center of the earth, there's going to be this energy that comes back up. And it's energies from not only the archangels, but from the earth as it comes up through your feet, all the way through your body. Each and every part of your body will be filled with this energy. Grounding energy that fills each and every part of your body. And as it comes up past your root chakra and goes all the way up, and it hits your heart, and as it hits your heart, your heart chakra is going to expand even more, even bigger than it was before, filling the space you're in and spreading out into your communities. And as this energy expands, as your chakra expands, the energy from the center of the earth keeps going back, keeps going up through your crown chakra. And as it comes out of your crown chakra, it is going to flow like a fountain of water, flow down to your heart chakra first, and then spreading out from there. And then the rest of this energy is going to flow down to your feet, as well as go up into the heavens. And from the heavens, from above, there's going to be this rainbow energy of light that comes back down, going through your crown chakra, and it's going to flow to each and every one of your chakras, filling you, filling your chakras. And as it comes down to each and every one of your chakras, starting from the crown chakra, and as it comes through to your third eye, this energy, this rainbow energy, is going to help contract your chakras back into your body as it comes down to each and every one of your chakras. So as it hits your heart chakra, as this rainbow energy comes down, it's going to help contract your heart chakra back into your body. Still having this bright white light, this orb, along with the rainbow energy from Source, swirling around inside of your body, inside of your heart. And then this rainbow energy is going to keep going down your body, contracting all of your chakras back into your body. And then it's going to go down through your feet. And through your feet, it is going to spread along with your energy, spread out onto the ground, and spread to those who are needing your energy today. So for those who are in your mind that you may be thinking about, those in your community today, then watch it spread. Watch your energy and Source energy spread to others through them who are needing this energy today. And as it continues to spread, it's going to spread throughout this world, covering this world today. And every day with this energy of love and light. And as this energy spreads, Archangel Raphael, Archangel Michael, Archangel Gabriel are going to help integrate this energy that comes in, surrounding us with this bubble of light, this bright blue, bright green, bright gold energy that surrounds you, helping to protect your energy, helping us to integrate this energy, and to keep this energy throughout this weekend, and for the rest of this week and month as we start this new month. today. So when you're ready, you can bring back awareness into your body. And then you can open up your eyes and welcome back. So I hope everyone had a wonderful, wonderful week this week. And we are now in December. I can't believe it's already the last month of this year. And it comes with this beautiful energy this month. And I'm so excited for this month. Not only because, you know, December is a month of celebrating and with the holidays, but also this month is a preparation for 2024. And it's going to be an amazing year. I know I say that a lot, but next year we have so much that we're going to see. And I can't wait to explain more of what's coming, but I will be explaining a little bit today about what to expect. But this month, as we go into it, we're talking about community because of how it is that you can be that power. Using your strengths, using your abilities and gifts to affect others. And that is going to be huge as we go into next year. And so I am so excited that we get to talk about this month, the next few weeks. And so this week, in preparation for next year, I want you, and the divine wants you to see just how powerful you are within your communities. And when it comes to our community is not just where we live physically, but now because of the great technology that we have, the internet, social media, because of all that, our community is not just our physical location, but it is the groups that you are in, the tribes that you have formed on the internet, on social media, all of those people that follow you and all of those people you follow and the communities that you follow. But also, let's not forget about our own families, but not only our biological families, but our families when it comes to those people we have met along the way throughout the years, those people we have met online that we may be friends with, those people that within your work groups, those people who you meet on a regular basis, or even if you were to go do some errands, those people that you see regularly. And so those are all of those people that we meet are a part of your community. And so it's huge. So whether you may have 10 or whether you may have thousands of people that you are connected with in some way, they are part of your community. So it's amazing how we don't have to be physically in a place to call it our community. But our community consists of all of those people on social media, on the internet, and then everywhere where you know, if you're a parent and your kids are in activities and you see those parents, other parents, they're a part of your community. In your work, you know, sometimes when it comes to our work, we see those people in our workspaces a lot more than maybe our family members. And so they are part of your community. And then, yeah, we can't forget about our own family. And even though they are family, they are still part of your community. And so realizing and being reminded that every one of those people are part of your community, there is so much that we can do to show by helping others, by just being there, helping others, by giving advice to others when they need it, helping others by giving in, whether it's things or any other way. And we had talked about how giving, being there to listen, that's, we're giving our energy in that way. And so I want us to be able to see and remember that through everyone that we meet in some way, they are part of your community. And so when we do those guided meditations, sending out our energy to those who are needing it, to those we have in our thoughts, they are part of our community. You know, when you think about that word community, you know, it's, you commune, you know, getting together, you know, with the different activities that were part of different aspects of what it is that makes them part of our tribe, what it is that you're, how it is that you're connected in some way. And so because of that, because of our similarities in some way, those things that you love to do, that you're connected with community because of that, we have this huge community where we can showcase who it is that we are and what it is that we love. And through this month, we're going to be talking more and more about our own power and what it is that we can do in order to help those within our communities. So I encourage all of you this weekend's energy is to really look at who is part of your community. Who, and it doesn't have to be those nearest you physically, but those you're connected with in social media, those who you are connected with through work and business and activities that you love to do. In any way that you connected with others, to look at that and continue to be grateful for that, but also to see your power in how it is that you're connecting with your community and how you've connected with your community. So this weekend, to really look at that, and even through next week, there's going to be experiences, there's going to be opportunities that come your way this week and this weekend that is going to help you to expand your community, but also to give you an opportunity to grow yourself in that community by helping you to see your power in the community that you're in, the communities that you're in. You know, we talked about the power of our own love, and we've talked about being grateful for ourselves. And because of that, now we can really move into how it is that we can show who it is that we are to show our power in the communities that we're in. So what does that look like for you? How can you take your strength and help others in your communities? What's coming to your mind when it comes to how it is that you want to really help others? We have to remember, when it comes to our work, we're helping others when we work, when we want to create a business. We want to help others. That's why we do it. Yes, we want to help our families, and we want to be able to be financially stable. We want to be able to do all those things for ourselves and our families. But in doing that, creating a business or doing certain work, we do it to help others as well. So how is it that you can use your strength, your gifts and abilities to help others in all kinds of ways? Whether it is that you've been thinking about volunteer work in some way, volunteering within your community in some way, using your strengths and abilities and gifts, or whether you are looking into changing jobs or starting a business, thinking about your community and thinking about your own strengths and what it is that you really want to do. How can you share your gift? How can you share your amazing abilities that you have? And if you're not quite there yet and you're trying to discover what it is your gifts and strengths are, that's amazing. Do that. Do that, and you'll start to see how it is that you can share that with others. And you'll start to also see those opportunities come your way so that you can share who it is that you are. Your gifts and abilities, that's part of who you are. Your strengths are part of who you are, and it's meant to be shared. So how is it that you can do that as we go into this month and as we prepare for next year? And so that is what's coming in for this coming week and for the rest of this month. We're going to be talking more and more about and seeing more and more and your angels and guides are there. They're going to show you. The archangels are going to show you in different ways how you can share your gifts to your community. You're in specific communities for a reason. Not only for you to learn, not only for you to commune with other people that share your interests, but they're there to hear from you, to learn from you, to see what it is that you can provide for them. And how you can share your energy with them. Whenever we're in a space, in space with others, even online, you are sharing your energy. You are sending out your energy to others by being in those groups or being friends with others. You're sharing your energy with them. And there's always a reason for that. There's always a reason why you meet certain people. There's always a reason, even online. Because energy is everywhere. Your energy. Others are energy. And so there's always a reason you connect with certain people. There's always a reason why you're in certain groups. There's always a reason why you see certain things, whether it's online, whether it's on TV, whether it is within your community, wherever you go. There's a reason for that. And so this weekend and this coming week, there's going to be more opportunities that come your way that is going to show you what you need to see when it comes to your own energy, your own power, your own strength, and who it is that you are needing to share with others. I want you to really start seeing that all around you, and it's going to start showing up everywhere. And if you are listening and would like to share that, I would love to hear from you. So if you're either needing some guidance, if you're not quite sure of what it is that the archangels and angels in your guides need to tell you, I'd love to hear from you. My number is 714-816-4628. Don't forget to press 1 on that keypad. And for those people, those of you who have already been seeing that community, and how it is that you're sharing with others, and if you've been getting that validation, I would love to hear. And I'd love for you to share with others as well what it is that you have been seeing. So that number again is 714-816-4628. Don't forget to press 1 on that keypad if you'd like to be live on air. And like I mentioned, if you need some guidance, if you need some clarity, please call in. And also, if you listen to me while I'm not live on air, you can still reach me. So you can go to facebook.com/compassionatelightradio, or you can go to facebook.com/healerandteacherkath. And message me there if you just need some help or if you just need to talk. So let's take our first caller here. We have area code 475. Hello, caller. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Sean, Stanford, Connecticut.
Hi, Sean. How are you today?
Oh, great. How are you? Happy holiday.
Happy holidays. How have you been doing?
Oh, fine, thanks. I mentioned that about your entire community. Well, I had made some friends recently, and they mentioned this on the show previously. And one is graduating nursing school.
Mm-hmm.
And she and I had connected, and she's very sweet, and her friend is also very nice, too. And I noticed a deep connection between us, three of us, and I had seen a vision of them recently, and they're wearing their uniforms, and then suddenly they moved them, and I see two angelic individuals in front of me with their wings out. They were like in silhouette.
Mm-hmm.
Which I thought was very interesting.
Uh-huh.
And that one of them actually is named Angel, oddly enough. But I feel this connection between the three of us, and I wonder what that's all about.
Mm-hmm. So what is it that your intuition told you?
That we are somehow connected.
Yep. And what is it that you've seen? You have been seen. Because
well, I've seen
don't visions. Your visions are right. So I want you to be able to share that.
Yeah, they were in silhouette form. I saw the wings out, and I said,
mm-hmm.
"Oh, that's interesting." And I really come to like them, and I think there may be something there, and I hope there is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. And,
so, yeah, keep going.
Okay. Oh, sorry. One is graduating nursing school, as I said, and her name is Angel, oddly enough.
Mm-hmm.
Which I thought was very interesting. And
mm-hmm.
I also realized, because I was working on a book some time ago where it was about a nurse who was an angel in disguise. Well, now my book has come to life.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it hasn't been published yet, but yet all of a sudden now I meet this one. Her name is Angel, and I find out she's graduating nursing school.
That is part of your gift. The visions that you have is coming, it's unfolding right before you.
And also, I had a dream of the three of us. We're in a restaurant, and one of them says to me about styling my hair. And I'm like, that's odd. She said, you gotta let it grow in. I'm like, okay. She goes, because I want to style it, because it's taking a few hours to do. But she wanted to add gold to my hair and make me more angelic than I already am.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. I was like, whoa, wait a minute. Like, wait a minute. Like, what is this?
Keep feeling into that energy. It's your feeling. So you're seeing that energy. You have to feel it. Keep feeling it. Okay? And, you know, that part, that energy that is being shown to you, that's part of who it is that you are. And so the divine is always trying to show you. And, you know, that's something that you have, I believe you mentioned it too, but, you know, that's what you asked for.
Yes, I did.
Mm-hmm. So it's happening.
Right.
So it's manifesting.
And it's ironic
everywhere.
that these two friends who I met back in June and July,
mm-hmm.
I never felt this kind of connection to anyone like this before. This is something unique. And
mm-hmm.
I want it to grow up. It's going slowly. I'll let it go slowly. But
mm-hmm.
this is something I've been wanting. But who knew that I would end up with a friend and Angel, no less. okay, who is one in name and one in reality.
It's the divine trying to say, hey, here we are, you know,
yeah.
And that they listened and they're showing you right in front of you. And that's amazing.
And I think I'm going to go out and see them soon, but I may go out and surprise them with a little Christmas gift. So I'm thinking I'm going to get them some chocolate for the holidays. I think they would love that. And it is a place where I go in New York where I'm originally from. And it's ironic, the person who owns the shop, her name is Angela, oddly enough.
Oh, wow. That's great.
Yeah. There's like,
so
on that corner in New York, there's like three women all named Angela.
Yep, it's the divine's way of showing you that they've been listening and they're continuously showing you. So they want you to keep seeing that.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to definitely go in and get some for them, and that'll be a nice surprise for them.
Yeah, and you know what? You know, those are messages for you. You know, all the Angelas you see, everything that you're seeing in your visions, they're all messages for you. So now they're actually having you, and I have Archangel Samuel stepping forward for you. And now, because you see all the signs, they want you to take action. Keep taking the action. You have started taking the action, but they want you to go bigger. And you already know how to do it. It's just they want you to take that action.
Right. I gotcha. Because I know that it's gonna take a little time, but I think they found these wonderful friends for life, and we'll see where this goes. Because I think there may be something going on.
Yep, and you know, yep. Don't be afraid to share that. Don't be afraid to share your visions, what it is that you want to see happen.
Right.
And to just keep taking those steps, because that, you know, that your intuition tells you to, because those are going to lead you to even bigger things that you're going to see, just like you have been seeing those signs of all the Angelas and angels in your life.
Right.
And soon enough, you're going to really see that clarity on what direction you need to really go. Those little steps, sometimes hard to see where it's leading you, but when you look back later on, you see where it's led you.
And that's so
just
true for someone who's also visually impaired too.
Yes, I do remember you sharing that with me.
Right, so I have to use sight beyond sight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's amazing just how much that you can do and you've done, even with, you know, not being able to physically see, but you're able to see in so many different ways.
You know, I work at it every single day.
Mm-hmm.
It's
and that's amazing.
It's ironic that when I told you this story years back when I had crossed the intersection and I saw those two cars crash, that's only a block away from where these three Angelas are located.
Yeah, you were there to help.
That's right. It's my hometown. It's in a town in New York called Larchmont, oddly enough. It's about 20 miles from Midtown Manhattan.
Okay. So what are you looking to do this month? What is your intention for this month?
My intention this month is to see where my newfound friendship goes and see if I can build upon it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I think
awesome.
There may be something positive coming down the road very soon, but I know it's slow going, but I'm just going to, go one step at a time and not jump into anything without, mm-hmm. Looking to fully leap, as they say.
Mm-hmm. But sometimes we do have to look before, actually leap before we can actually see
right.
what it is that we're really needing to see. We just take that step, trusting, because the divine is always showing us those next steps through our intuition.
Absolutely. And I've gotten better and better at that over the years.
Mm-hmm. That's so awesome. And I'm so thankful.
I want to thank you, too, because you being there has actually been quite helpful. And I want to tell you how much I appreciate that.
You are very welcome. And I'm thankful that you've, called in all the times that you have, because, it makes me so happy hearing your stories and what it is that you're learning and what it is that you've been seeing. And I know there's others out there who really need to hear from you, too. So thank you for, taking that step to call in. And I'm so excited for what's in store for you. There's so many great things in store for you for the rest of this year and next year. I just love it when I can see that for others. And that's why I love doing this and being here, to talk with you and others because there's so much that is going on in this world that is heavy, but there's also so much that's going on in people's lives that are amazing that need to be shared. And so, that's why I'm so thankful for this platform that I can, come and, be there to help others to do that.
I'm sure as a mother of three, it could be very challenging for you too.
It can be, but you know what? It's so exciting too, because I've been entrusted with three kids where I can help them to grow, but they at the same time help me to grow as well. So it's just amazing. And I'm so excited this month. December is always a great month, especially as they get a little bit older, to be able to do all kinds of, fun things to celebrate.
Right.
And this year, it's just even more exciting. Right before I came on here, I was putting together an advent calendar for one of my boys. Because they get to open one today. And each of them are so different. So, I have three different kinds of calendars for them. So I'm excited to see how they're going to react. But are there things that you're...
She has three kids, too. And one thing I noticed about them, I had a vision of them. And I told her, I said, all three of them, they're her kids biologically. But spiritually, they are three different people, and they have three different angelic origins. And I said, one is tied to San Francisco, one is tied to Germany, and the other is tied to Oshawa, Canada.
Wow. That's awesome.
For those who don't know, Oshawa is an eastern suburb of Toronto.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, whoa, where'd you get that from? And I explained to her. And it took me months to figure it out. Then all of a sudden I got an image of the Rhine River and had to go do some research on cities along the Rhine to figure out where her second child came from.
That's awesome. Yeah, that's great. Yeah, and I love that you're able to share all of that with her, because, yeah, it's going to, you know, things like that from other people, when you're able to share those insights with her and with others, you know, they're able to see things in this new way, new perspective. And so, yeah, keep doing that. And there's others who are needing to hear that from you, you know, to take those insights that you see to, you know, really, you know, be able to get that new perspective. So are you, so what is it that you do during December normally around the holidays?
I don't celebrate Christmas, but I usually do my holiday shopping and I find the right gifts for the right people.
Mm-hmm.
So now I'm going to start my shopping very shortly, but now I have those two new friends on my list. So I'm going to get them some chocolate because they're too sweet people. I figured that it's the right gift. I have to get gifts for a few other people, and it should be a low stress holiday for me.
Good, good. I used to stress all the time when it comes to holidays, but like over the years, like I've learned that it doesn't have to be that way. Like even my Thanksgiving, I used to stress over Thanksgiving because like I would make all the food and, you know, then meeting with family and all that. But this year I still made all the food, but it was fun. It was relaxing. And, you know, it should be that way, you know, and, you know, I'm thankful to hear that, you know, it's not going to be stressful for you and you just enjoy each moment that comes by.
The only stressful part, if there is any, is getting around on public transit because I don't drive. So I do have to take the bus out to New Jersey, which is fine. I do it. But you know what? It's fine because I've been doing it since I was a teenager, so I'm used to getting around the New York area without a car. It's easy peasy for me.
And I bet you've met some very interesting people on it, haven't you?
I have. In fact,
that's
I had a situation
awesome.
On the bus this afternoon, or actually this morning, where I had shielded myself because there was a fight on the bus. I'm like, no, I don't want to deal with that. But I immediately, as soon as I felt that, I said, okay, time to shield.
Well, it's
almost instinct. But in your case, when you have to go shopping, all you got to go to is Brookfield.
Oh.
Tampa, Wisconsin, you live in.
Why'd you mention that?
Because I know you live in Wisconsin.
Yes.
See, I followed retail world for years, so I know about Brookfield.
You know, that's funny that you mentioned it because our restaurant, we have a restaurant, and it's in Brookfield.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah.
How about that?
You're. So, yeah, that's amazing. I love the insight that you have. And
one time I was in Minneapolis, and I was talking to a guy who was from Dallas, and I sat under him on a hotel shuttle because we were going to the Mall of America, and I said, where is it was a certain outlet mall in called Grapevine Mills? And the guy looks at me like, how do you know what Grapevine is?
Awesome. Well, you know, I actually don't do a lot of shopping locally anymore. I do a lot of making things and purchasing. Like, I don't live in Brookfield. I live... actually 45 minutes away from there. But
I believe you know the name, though.
Yes, because our restaurant's there. That city.
I have a cousin that lives in Wauwatosa, so.
Oh, wow. Awesome. Okay.
Yeah, I'm seeing years, though.
Okay. Well,
yeah,
you know, like we've already had some snow, and that it looks like it's snowing right now too, in our area.
Wow.
And well, I hope that, you know, soon you'd be able to come and visit. And if you are in my neck of the woods, you know where to reach me.
You know I do.
Well,
awesome.
thank you so much.
And all the fandom, too.
Oh, yes. Yes, anyone who's in the area, I'd love to meet with you. And, you know, I've also gone to different states and done my shows in the different states.
Right.
You know, what's nice about radio, online radio, is I could go anywhere and, you know, go live on air. So I've done it on a cruise. I've done, you know, Arizona. And so, you know, I look forward to going to different states in this coming new year. And, you know, I may end up where you are. And, you know, I would love to meet with you, and we could be live on air together.
Hey, that would be fun. I would love it.
Yes. And, you know, that this is what's amazing about community. You know, you're part of my community, and we may not live together, live near each other, but, you know, it's just awesome how technology has connected us in so many different ways.
It certainly has.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm actually, like, I only have 4 minutes. We had some issues technically today, but, you know, thank you so much for calling. And I look forward to hearing from you again. Now, I'll be back on air, live on air next week. So have a great week, great weekend.
You too.
And then you know how to reach me, too, if you'd like to talk more off air as well, okay?
Yes.
Awesome. Well, have a great one.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. So, like I mentioned, we did have a little bit of a technical issue today, but everything happens for a reason. And so, you know, I am going to have to close out today, just a few minutes here. But I just wanted to end by saying that, you know, our communities are what it is that we make of it. You know, it's not just local anymore. It's online, through our internet, through social medias that we are connected in, through the people that we meet in other ways, you know, whether it is you're traveling somewhere and you meet certain people. I've met people on the plane going somewhere, and we're still friends. And so, you know, there's so many different ways that you can be a part of communities. And so, as we go through the series on community, how is it that we can continue to share who it is that we are, our gifts, our abilities, our strengths, and what it is that we've learned throughout life? How is it that we can share that with others? And so we're going to dig deeper on community and how we can share who it is that we are this month as we go through the series and as we prepare for next year. And so I'm so excited as we continue on with the series. And as always, I want to thank you for joining me today. You know, as I talked with, you know, our members here. And so I encourage you this weekend and this week to see all of those opportunities that come your way this weekend and this week that is going to help you to see the community that's around you online or locally, and to share who it is that you are. So until next time, I want to thank you, and I send you all lots of love and light, and we will talk again very, very, very soon. So bye-bye for now.